ברשות מורי ורבותיי, with the permission of Hashem, we learn in the parashiyot of those weeks about the Bnei Israel that they did the Egel, they did the idolatry, and Hashem was very angry against them. And then Hashem decided to go up, not to be with them. Then the Bnei Israel did Teshuvah. Oh, what the Bnei Israel did, Teshuvah. When the Bnei Israel did Teshuvah, so Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he came back again with the Shnei Luchot HaBrit, with the Torah again. But Hashem decided that the Jews, they should build a Mishkan, a Beit HaMikdash, a house of Hashem. Decided that Hashem decided that now I will be with you. It's like a baby that you don't trust him anymore. You trust him at the beginning, you let him out, he go out, and then he don't come at night. He go to discotheques, he go to a lot of bad place, and then what the father does? Well, I don't trust you, I have to watch you. When the Jews received the Torah, they were so sure, certain that Hashem, they were connected to Hashem, so they did not need to be watched. They were like an adult. But when they did the Egel, because Moshe Rabbeinu, he was not with them for a few hours. For a few hours, they did an idolatry, and they forgot about Hashem. So Hashem told them, well, from now on, I will not let you alone. There'll be always a babysitter. They'll be with you, somebody to watch you. And who's going to watch us? Hashem himself. The Mishkan. So the Mishkan, Hashem said, Do me a Mishkan, ve'asul Mishkan, v'shachati betocham. That means the Mishkan, it's as well for Hashem, but the main thing why Hashem wants the Mishkan, to watch us, to be near. Just imagine, when you know the rabbi is here, you cannot do bad things. So knowing the Mishkan is there, knowing the Mishkan is near, is here, so the Jews cannot do bad things. So now I have a big question. Listen to this. It's one of the biggest questions that I don't have an answer. Maybe please God, by talking to you, I will have an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he said to the Jews to build the Mishkan, the tabernacle. But before he told them, before he go up again to the Shamayim to pray to Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, you know what he did? He took his tent and he put it outside the area where the Jews were, Mechutz Lamachane. So Hashem, he came to Moshe, he said, Moshe, what do you do here? He said, well, I can't stay with them. So Hashem, he told him, I don't understand you. Did the Egel did switch me to Avodah Zarah? So I supposed to be against them. I supposed to be annoyed. And I was annoyed, and you calmed me down. And now you go out. You're not with them. So what's this? At least, so what people will say? People will say, the Jews did the Egel, and Moshe is against them. I don't understand you. They did the Egel. I was angry against them. You pray for them. I forgive them. And now you go out. It's not fair. It's no good. So now you have to go and sit with them. It's incredible. So my question is, what happened to Moshe? Moshe, he loved so much the Bnei Israel. He loved them so much, he will not Without them is nothing. He even said to Hashem, Hashem, if you don't forgive them, Mahinina Masavecha, whip me out from the book. I don't want my name to be mentioned in the Torah. What the meaning? And besides this, without them, you are nothing. I mean, without the Jews, Hashem is nothing. Who knows Hashem more than us? Only us. And so if we're not here, there is a problem for Hashem. So I don't understand. Moshe, so much he prayed to Hashem that Hashem will forgive to the Jews the sin that they did. And now suddenly, now that Hashem forgive them, what Moshe Rabbeinu does, he go out. He take his house, his tent, he go far away from the Jews. I think. So Hashem was not happy. He said, hey, Moshe, what game you are playing here? It's not fair. So my question is that, why Moshe did that? He's taking what you to do, Nidui. It was Midnight Day in Israel. How do you say Midnight Day? Quarantine. He make them on quarantine. He's Midnight Day, the Jews, I mean. I think Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sure, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw how much the Jews are really so, Hashem loved them so much. I mean, what they did to him, it's incredible. It's like you switch your horse against a bicycle. A horse goes expensive. It's like you switch your Rolls Royce against a bicycle. Or like if you switch your private airplane against a bicycle. It's not logic. Yes. Or you switch your palace against a tent. It's not logical. I mean, it's not logical that the Jews, they will switch from Hashem to Avodah Zarah. It's not logical. And even that Hashem forgive them. So Moshe said, if the Jews are so valuable in the eyes of Hashem, I don't even reserve to sit next to them. I don't deserve. They are so high. How am I to be their leader? Is Hashem the leader? Who am I? I'm nothing. What's this? That was his thought. Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, so much Ahavat Israel, he said, I don't deserve to be even next to them. They are more than me. So Hashem said to Moshe, that's what you think. But I think that the Jews don't think that. Did you think that you went away from there because you it's like they don't deserve to be near you. So please, come back to them. You understand?
Yes,
this is a... Like we have heard this nice man from Cordoba, these two brothers, and this man, since I met him 3-4 years ago, three years ago, every time I see him, maybe twice, three times a year, and every time I push him, get married. And Bemet, the last time I saw him, I said to Hashem, Hashem, you have these people who are doing teshuva. Baruch Hashem, they did a strong teshuva. And Baruch Hashem, not only a good teshuva, but they take care of the Jewish community of Cordoba. Mamash, they're doing a good job with their parents. And they are doing a school. Baruch Hashem, they're good people. I said, Hashem, you have to encourage them. How can you see this handsome man just like that without a woman, without them get married? Please, Hashem, they are emunah, they want to get married. Hashem, There is no Jew, not there is not a lot of religious people in Cordoba. You have some representatives in Cordoba. Please, Hashem, even with you, when you needed a refuah shelema, I said to Hashem, you need this man to be healthy, so he can be a good soldier for you. And then the same word I use it for this man, I said to his brother, Hashem, give him a good mazal. And baby, I pushed Hashem. And the Rabbi of the last, I told him, next time I want to see you with somebody. And Baruch Hashem, he needs his future wife in France. She's from Cordoba, and he met her in France. And the airplane. You know what he told me today? He said, Rabbi David, I know it's you who did that. It's not me, it's Hashem. It's your Emunah. It's not me, it's you. People sometimes they think I do miracles. I don't do miracles. You do the miracles. I want to just to tell you a story, and you will see who is doing miracles, me or the people. There was a woman that I wrote it here. It's one of the. This woman, she's a doctor. She told me the story a few months ago. She said that one day she was in Israel and she saw in the bus a woman with six fingers. And she's a doctor, she's a surgeon, aesthetic. She told her, Madam, can I ask you one question? This is this finger that you have, extra finger. I can take it if you want. I am a doctor and I can help you. I can take it away. She told her, no, Madam. I don't want to take that away. I want it. I have a story about this. So she said, can you tell me why you don't want to take this finger? She said, because a few years ago, my mother, when she was 52 years old, she did not have children. And she went to my father, to Rabbi Moshe Aaron Pinto. She went to our rabbis. All rabbis, all doctors, and everybody told her, no way. You cannot have children. The rabbis, they prayed for her, but nothing happened. It doesn't mean that the rabbis, the tefillah, it's not strong. It just, you have to know business on business. Each one, he has a business. The tzaddikim, each tzaddik has a quality, has a capacity of something. It's like each tzaddik, he has something to do with you, with me, with you, you know, with you, with somebody else. This is the tzaddikim. But the tzaddikim, they love each other, but Hashem gives to each tzaddik a work to do in this world. So she went to my father. And my father told her, Madam, you are 52 years old. If the other rabbis that you went to, their brachot, they have not been accepted. You went to all the doctors and nothing happened. At your age, what can I do for you? And she went like that. She said, Rabino, Rabbi, but what about Rachel? What about Leah? What about Rivka? What about Sarah? What about Hannah? What about the mother of Shimshon? They couldn't have children and they had children. So my father told her, you compare yourself to those ladies, to those tzaddikim. So what was her answer? Yes, I am the granddaughter. When my father heard that, he said, Madam, if you talk like that, you don't need to come to see me. Hashem will give you a baby. You don't need me. If you consider yourself as the daughter of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, you don't need me. Ask them. Why do you ask me? So she told him, I ask you because Yani Hashem, God Tzadik. So my father, he thought a little bit. He said, look, Be'ezat Hashem, Hashem will give you a baby, but not a normal baby. Because if he give you a normal baby, you will think that is medication who give you the baby, or a mikre, it's a coincidence. I want you to remember that it's Hashem who give you the baby. So he will have an extra finger on his foot or on his hand. I don't know. Maybe she will be a girl. Maybe it will be a boy. But you will have a baby. So now the woman, she said to the doctor, now, madam, you know why I have six. 1 year later, I was born with six fingers. So my mother always, she told me, don't take it off, because if you take it off, something could happen to you. The only condition that Rabbi Moshe Aaron Pinto said that I can have a baby, if you will have an extra finger. So if you took it, you make your life in danger. So she said to the doctor, now you understand. And Baruch Hashem, I am married and I have children. Now who is the rabbi here? Who is the tzaddik here? The woman or my father? The woman! The woman! Not my father. My father, he prayed to Hashem. But the woman, the emunah that she had on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Am Israel. Now, can you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom when he saw the damage that the Jews did by doing a egel, and Hashem forgive them. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, I'm nothing to compare to them. How can I be their leader? How can I be their king? I'm nothing. Hashem, you love them so much. You are so close to them. They don't need me. Let them be connected to you directly. Why me? Why they have to be? Why I have to be their king, their Mashiach, their... Hashem said no. They are not as your level. Your level is very high. You have to teach them. If you leave them, they may think that you abandoned them. If they think you abandoned them, they may think I abandoned them too. So you have to encourage them. The only way to encourage them is by being with them, next to them. This is, now you understand your question. Now your question was, we did not see Moshe Rabbeinu doing so much in this Beit HaMikdash. We saw only Moshe Rabbeinu counting money. He was the one who received all the equipment for the Mishkan. It was Moshe who was in charge to give orders, but we did not see Moshe building the Mishkan. He gave the instructions, directions. He was a big architect. Yeah. Huh? He was a big architect. He did not go to the university, Moshe Rabbeinu. Huh? Bezalel ben Hur. He did not go to university. Or will he have the Torah? Only through Torah. Through Torah they were so clever. Through Torah, Kedusha. And Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, we did not see Moshe Rabbeinu doing so much. I mean, okay, it was the rabbi, it was the leader, he gave a instruction, but what's one thing we saw Moshe Rabbeinu did? You know what? In Parashat Pikudei, Vayakim Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who built it. And Hashem said to Moshe, because Moshe didn't want to build it, because how can you build a Mishkan? It was heavy, tons of weight. I mean, he needed at least 200, 300, 400 people to help him. There was there a big parochet of tons of miracles. And Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, if you don't build the Mishkan, there'll be nobody to build it. All Jews, they tried to build it, and the Mishkan failed. Bam, 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 bam. They said to Moshe, Moshe, we can't even touch it. What can we do? So maybe Hashem is not happy with us. We did everything. Everything is here. Now, what can we do? Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, you do it. But how can I do it? It's very heavy. He said, just touch a column of a few hundred kilos heavy. Just touch it, she will stand alone. Bom, bom, bom. I will help you. Vayakim Moshe. Only Moshe Rabbeinu did it. The Gemara said, Ma'asi nisim hayu. There were a lot of miracles. What kind of miracles they were? Because it was very heavy. Moshe was very old. He was about 81 or 82 years old. And it saw him. Only when he touched something, it stand up. Sometimes to put a vilon, a heavy curtain, you need 10 people to hold it. And he was, pam, 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 he was standing by his own. Nisim. That was the participation of Moshe Rabbeinu. He built it. He built it with all the money. Look, you can be a millionaire, billionaire, if there is no food, from where to buy food. What can you do with your million? Nothing. Just imagine, you're a billionaire, but you live in the Sahara. You live in the jungle. Nothing. You can do nothing with it. What can you do with all this equipment of the Mishkan and there is nobody to build it? Nothing. So only was Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one who built the Mishkan. Now you understand how Hashem, he wanted to connect Moshe, and I finished. He wanted to connect Moshe to the Bnei Israel. No one had Moshe Rabbeinu, he thought, I'm nothing compared to them. They are the best. On the other hand, the Jews thought, because we are not the best, so Moshe Rabbeinu left us. So what Hashem did? He did a compromise. You bring the money, bring the equipment, and I build it. So they share, both of them, they share the, both of them, they share the, both of them, they share the construction of the Beit HaMikdash. And that was a way how the Bnei Israel with Moshe Rabbeinu, they back again together. It's amazing. On one hand, Moshe is thought they're better than me. On the other hand, they thought he's better than us. We cannot even reach him. We can't even talk to him. And Hashem, he did something that he can be a compromise. They can do that. They can be in shalom between them by the way that they bring the money, the manufactured all what they need for the Mishkan, and the only one who built it was Moshe. Right. It's fabulous. Right. So, Be'ezat Hashem, I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you bracha v'atzlacha Be'ezat Hashem. One thing, don't forget one thing. How much you have to be, all the Moshe Rabbeinu alav Hashem he reach is he reach a level of kedusha of holiness only because he was anav, he was very humble, very humble. How much like people like you. We take care of the Jews. You are president for the poor people. You take care of the yeshiva, anyone who has a title, how much he must be very careful not to use his title. I mean, the title, there is only one title, Hashem. Hashem has the whole title. We think we have a title. It's not a title. It's like we're a slave. Like, look, since this did not work, you are a slave. You are the slave of the Torah. So on one hand, you have a title that you are president, but on the other hand, you are a slave. You don't sleep, you don't work. Why? So you are the slave of Hashem. You are the slave. You see, I mean, you must use your title for the benefit of Am Yisrael, not using your title for your own profit. For your own. You use the title for your own profit. And a lot of people, unfortunately, when they use their title for their own profit, they lose at the end. The Gemara said, look, excuse me, I'm nothing, but you must know something. People are jealous because Rabbi David Pinto, he is this, Rabbi David Pinto, he traveled business class, he's always in the plane, he goes to Mexico, Argentina, New York. They don't know that I only know from the house to the airport, the house, the airport. I know nothing. Have you seen me one day enjoying myself here? Have you done... how many times you proposed me to go to visit, you know, the ways, to visit the zoo, and I never. The falls.
The zoo.
Never. Even the zoo is near.
I
want to see the lion, Bemet.
17 years.
I want just to see the bracha, Bemet. I want to see the lion to tell him, Your Majesty. And I have no time. I did not see the lion for 50 years.
Because
people usually when they travel, it's for holidays. Psychologically, when people travel, it's for their holidays. They think when I travel, it's not holiday. It's not. It's work. People problems. So Bemet marathon. Just running. People think Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe is the king. But do Moshe has a life? He don't have a life. He divorces his wife because he said to himself, I cannot be under with my wife, and with my with the Bnei Israel. I promise you, a lot of times I have problems with my wife. A lot of time, there is no month that I don't have a problem with her. Yes, I'm sick of you always, always. And my answer to her, I don't answer. And then I tell her, you know, I think you're right. I will not go. No, you have to go. You have to go. See, and then she understands that this is life. This is, what can I do? This is life. I have to, between you and me, I'm married without being married. I am married, but what kind of marriage? I go back to France tomorrow night. I will arrive Thursday at 1 o'clock. Then I have to attend people, a lot of people waiting for me till I don't know what time. Friday, I am busy. Shabbat, I have Shabbat Chatam somewhere outside my house. And then Sunday night, I go to New York. So how long I stay with my family? Few hours. Or 2 weeks, few hours. I will not tell you about last week, two weeks. This is life. Life for Am Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that if we work with the tzibur, with the community, you cannot take advantage of that title that you have. Not because you work with the community, you will use the title. Take advantage of the title that you have. The title, there is only one title, Hashem. Hashem has all titles. Hakadosh Baruch Hu give you bracha v'atzlacha, and God bless you.